Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we have got a great show for you today. I hope everybody is doing super-duper fabulous. And I want to say hello to my main man, Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B.
What's up, Pat?
And, you know, are you in the holiday spirit yet, Benny?
Always.
Yeah, you are always in the holiday spirit. That's kind of interesting. I want to just say, this is an incredible time. This is the time of life where we take a look at what's going on in our lives and we do something absolutely extraordinary. Every of us has the ability to take things up to the next level of our lives. Today's show is all about that. You know, this is what I love. I love chatting with Dr. Ray. I love chatting about so many important things that will help us change our life, even if it's a little adjustment. It makes a huge difference. So today, Dr. Ray Blanchard of Spectrum Life Design Education is joining us here today because we're talking about the game of life, how to win it. And this is the deal. It's the game of life and how to win it. You know, and part of what the conversation is about is, it's about how each and every one of us understands the mega impact we can have. And so what I want to say to everybody is this. It doesn't matter where you are now in your life. It doesn't matter how you are in your life. What matters is what you're willing to do in your life to have the life that you desire. And we're going to talk about that. The whole idea of winning is so important. And, you know, I don't want to give Benny, I don't want to give Charlie Sheen any credit for the whole winning thing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to give him a little credit, and I want to see what Dr. Ray has to say. we talk about winning, but it's a guy like Charlie Sheen all of a sudden that walks out, he asks the guy a question, and all he says is, winning. He says, winning. He says, winning. And all of a sudden, everybody is like, winning. So what is it about that word that we love? What is it about that word that we hate? And what is it that has to do anything with the way we live our lives? Joining me here today, co-executive producer of the movie, The Answer to Absolutely Bleeping. No, I put that in there. Absolutely Everything. Dr. Ray, you should have said the answer to absolutely bleeping everything. Dr. Ray Blanchard.
That's going to be the revised title.
Would you mind doing that, please, and put that in there? The answer to absolutely believing everything. Dr. Ray Blanchard, visionary lifestyle architect, but much more than that. Beyond being a number one best-selling author, he is an individual that has a calling in life, and that calling in life is to educate every one of us in terms of the journey that we say yes to, what it means to move beyond that journey, and, you know, move beyond it in a way that is beyond the beyond. And so here's what I want to say to everyone. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for a show that's going to help each and every one of us understand the process of winning, the process of the game, and what it means to step into the game of life. Dr. Ray, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It is so great. And hello, Benny. It's so great to be with both of you. Yeah, I know you have so much work that you're doing, so much work parallels the work that I'm doing. And together, let's just light them up.
Well, let's light them up. Let's start with the light them up conversation, and that has to do with talking about Charlie Sheen. I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind. I like talking about Charlie Sheen and all the rest of the winners.
Well, here's the deal, right? You know, all of a sudden, we have a guy that pretty much everybody looked at the lowest point in his life, down and out, and we all had opinions about him, who he was, and all of a sudden, he starts to use the term winning. And nobody even knows what he's talking about. No one even understands what the guy is talking about. He goes and he gets a T-shirt and it says winning. He goes on the road and he does a horrific stand-up act, which is, I didn't say terrific, I said horrific, stand-up
horrific.
Act. Yeah, about winning. So let's talk about winning. And you know, I mean, we could start in the context of Charlie Sheen, but there's a vibration with that word, isn't there?
There is. Winning, it's really about attitude. And I underscored that word attitude because it is all about attitude. And one of the things that people can never take away from you is your choice of the attitude that you take about anything. I always say to people that you're making choices all the time. Some of the choices you're making are very conscious. You're consciously aware and you're conscious competent. But some of the choices that you make, unconscious. You're not aware that you're making such choices. But one of the things you can do is you can discover more awareness about the choices that you're making and then make all of the choices more deliberately so that you can deliberately design your life. But one of the things that people can never, ever, ever take away from you is your choice of attitude. And I think winning is an attitude, and it's an expression of faith, an expression of confidence, and a faith in the way the world works. If you just do all the right things, the universe actually works. It actually does.
Well, you know, this is this thing we call the game of life. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about, you know, the game of life and today's show about sharing what we need to succeed in the game of life. And, you know, many people talk about, you know, the day-to-dayness of our lives, and then there is the game of life. What's the difference between living and the game of life?
Yes. Well, let's start with that, because I think for any game, you got to define the game. And before we take off into that too far, I just want to express to every listener that this is a great time, as Dr. Pat said, of your life. It's coming to the end of a year and the beginning of a new year. And I want to leave the audience with some inspiration to let them know that there's a possibility always. As people always say, it's never too late to start a happy childhood. So you can create a life that you want, a life that you love. And let's use this conversation as a stepping off point to actually create what you want in the year to come. And like Dr. Pat said, the game of life, what is the game of life? I like to define it as a game because it takes all of the attachment out of it, some of it out of it. And it can be fun. You can actually learn the rules. You can actually play and play to win. You actually can define what really is winning. And many of the people in everyday life, day to day, they're buried in the noisy confusion of things, and they're buried in the ongoingness of life. So they really don't actually step out of that and define what really is winning and how do they score in the game. They're just trying to survive the game and trying to cope with the game. So I think it behooves us to start all over and define what is the game, and then we can start defining about how to win the game. So when we talk about defining the game, I'm going to bring a way of thinking about that that's uplifting. And that is to save energy and accelerate your already successes. We want to accelerate success rather than fixing the past. Because the past is already gone, and we spend too much of our lives living in the rearview mirror. We spend too much of our lives looking back at what didn't work, and we want to improve on this or that that didn't work. Or we make better something that we didn't like. Or we want to get back to where we were in the past. the way we liked it in the past. So that everything that we're doing in our lives is past-driven. Fixing the past, going back to the past, getting who I used to be in the past, avoiding a mistake I did in the past. We're spending too much time shaping our lives around what happened in the past so that our future becomes our past made over, a more, better, different version of our past. We really want to take ourselves out of that mindset and put ourselves into a mindset called recognition of what's working, and then accelerate what's working and build on that rather than fixing the past. So our game that we're playing is an acceleration game rather than a fix-it game.
So
that's the starting place.
Well, let's talk about that at the starting place, and we'll finish when we come back from break. You know, the reason that I love starting here is that, you know, we're talking about acceleration. You know, Dr. Ray, everyone is talking about 2012, but nobody's talking about beyond 2012. You know, what we really are talking about at some level is an accelerated pace of energy, vibration, and consciousness at a lot of different levels. And so I love this fact that we're talking about acceleration, because what that means, and hopefully you'll talk about this when we come back, is it doesn't matter where you are in your life. You know, we're not saying you're not successful here and you're going to be successful. I love what you're saying, because what we're saying is let's take your game of success that you have now and let's address how much more success you want. Because doesn't that then allow people to get met at whatever level they're at?
Exactly. We want to build on what we got going. And, you know, all too often, people don't give themselves credit and acknowledge that something is working.
Yeah.
And I think people can get very depressed on thinking about all the things that are not working. We can always come up with a lot of things that are not working and give us the doom and gloom of life. But almost always, there is something that is working. And if you could build on that and accentuate the positive rather than dredging up all the negative and start building on what you got going for you. And I'm pretty sure that most people have at least something going for them, just a
Absolutely.
Light that they can build on, that they can identify and build on.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. And I just want to tell you something. I don't know if you saw these commercials with these little these 4G cameras, and they go, and they're one guy says, oh, that's so 37 seconds ago. Oh, that's so 10 seconds ago. Here, and I wrote in my gratitude journal, oh, my gosh, gloom and doom is so 37 seconds ago. Dr. Ray Blair, you're joining us here today. When we come back, we're going to talk about the game. Talk about the transformational level, the 4Ds. I hope you all are taking some notes on this. If you missed any part of this, we would love, love, love to connect with you. The other thing we want to do is just say to everybody out there, if you've got any questions at all about how to take your life to the next level, you can send your question in very easily by going to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And on the right-hand side, go ahead and put your question. The other thing you can do is call us. 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, you will get some advice from the master of the masters, Dr. Ray Blanchard, here today, because he is all about our success. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at spectrumlifedesign.com.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Feeling under the weather? Don't forget some simple home remedies. Garlic, ginger, horseradish, and hot chilies. Consume large amounts of garlic for its immune-boosting antibacterial properties. Eating chilies in soups is sure to get your nose running and sinuses flushed. Or wasabi horseradish on nori or sushi rolls will race through the sinuses and help clear you out. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, absolutely. Look in the mirror, okay? That is, you are looking at a winner. When you look in the mirror, that is the message for today's show. You're looking at a winner. You know, we're not looking at whether somebody else is a winner or whether somebody else is winning. When you look in that mirror, today's show is about helping each and every one of us understand that what we're looking at is absolutely magnificent. It is the freedom that we get, and it's what Dr. Ray talks about in the Freedom Course, and you're going to hear about this today. We've got a special offer for the January 12th, 2012 through 15th Freedom Course. It's going to be like absolutely breakthrough, and you're going to be able to save an enormous amount of money for that class. But more importantly, the question then becomes, are we ready to change our lives for the better? SpectrumLifeDesign.com is the website. Today we're talking about success, but we're talking more importantly about the game of life, how to win with it. You know, somewhere along the way, Dr. Ray, and thank you for joining us here today, winning became a bad word for a lot of people. You know, we have had a misconception of it that, you know, if I'm winning, somebody's losing. And I know we're going to talk about, you know, this game and this idea of the game of life, and the idea of what winning means now as we move into 2012 and beyond. So can we take a moment to just kind of capture this a minute for people that are listening?
The last decade or beyond, we really define winning in terms of sports analogies and sports metaphors. Winning, one winner, I win, you lose, get them before they get me. Think about myself only. And if there's two of us, only one winner, only one of us can win, get ahead of the other person, crush them, beat them, so I stand out as the winner. And it's a sports analogy, and, you know, it's an analogy based on competition. It's also an analogy based on individualism and isolationism. But a new age is brewing and a new wind is brewing. And in the year 2012 and beyond, we're in a new age where the winner is the group win. It's a we win. We all win. It's a paradigm of win-win, and it's a paradigm of cooperation and collaboration and seeing the connectedness between us all so that you connect with yourself. It's like a triangle. Connect with yourself, connect with other people, and connect with your purpose, or the ultimate purpose of what we're all here for. So we're redefining winning, and sure enough, there will be some carryover always of the previous decades and the previous paradigm, but there's a birth of a new paradigm and an ushering forth of a whole new way of thinking where we get to consciously apply our thoughts into our own evolutionary process. And I think that new paradigm is a paradigm that we're looking at for now and into the future. And it's about the greatest good and gain for all concerned rather than just for myself. It's the difference between seeing yourself as an individual or seeing yourself as part of community. And I think that's a huge shift in humanity. And I want to talk a little bit about that. And if you have any questions, just please interrupt me because I could go on and on. As you know,
yeah,
Dr.
go
Pat,
for it. Go for it. You know I'll jump in.
Right. But, you know, when we think about a game, let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah.
First of all, we want to play. We want to play a little bit more. And we want to get ourselves out of the doom and gloom and survival strategies that most people in the world have been living in. So a game. Let's say, for instance, give an example. Let's give a baby, a Brandy's little baby, a tennis ball. Well, what would that baby do with a tennis ball? Well, it would probably put it in its mouth, and it would probably then roll it on the floor, and then after that, it would put it back in its mouth again, and after that, it would feed it to its dog, and after that, it would put it back in its mouth again, and after that, it would probably put it somewhere else. Well, a baby would just have an experience. But if you gave an adult a tennis ball, what we would do is we'd make a game. And first of all, in the game, we would have to set up the rules. And then you're going to set up winners and losers. And winners and losers are defined by the results of the game. So if you look at adults, we'll play a game with the ball, but a baby would just have an experience. In adults, you have rules of the game. In a baby, there are no rules. It's just experiencing, just participating. And in the adult game, there are winners and losers. And in the child, it's just to play. It's just to be present. And I say that looking at the child, there's something called living. It's just living. It's just being present with whatever is going on, and it's having its own experience in the moment. Now, with the adult, we're playing a game. Now, here's the issue. Many adults have gotten too caught up in the game, and we forget to live. And what we've got to do is restore, renew, and revitalize our ability just to live in the present and be present, because that's where the power is, that's where the juice is, that's where we live, that's where we are. Now, however, there are some people who have gotten so much into living, being in the moment, and being in the present, that they forgot that there's a game to play. And then they come to play the game, and they don't know the rules of the game, and they don't know how to play the game. So they don't know how to win and score. So the ideal person would be able to live and play the game of life. So we want to be present and be powerful and step up into our authority and our sovereignty and our ability to enjoy life. And don't forget to smell the roses sometimes and smell the coffee and celebrate that with someone in our life that we love. But at the same time, we need to know how to play the game, how to win the game, and how to achieve what we want so that we live the life that we love.
Well, this is really, you know, let's talk about this for a little bit because, you know, we have research and, you know, at the school that I attended, you know, I happen to attend a school with, you know, one of the first and foremost researchers on that thing we call flow. And, you know, people have referred to flow, people have referred to, you know, be here now. But the idea is there is this momentum that you're talking about, but there is this moment, and there are many of them, where all of the dots are connected and we don't even know they are. You know what? I think that's what you're talking about here.
Yes. We want to connect all the dots. And let's talk about that then. We want to find what are the key principles and practices that we need to do to play the game. And I'm just going to go over a few, you know, won't be too exhaustive on the phone because we don't have much time. But in looking at the rules of the game, I always narrow it down to four P's. P's that I like care. Four P's. The first P is purpose. Second is principles. Third is practices. And fourth is persistence. If you could discover your purpose and discover the principles of how life works, and then discover some of the habits and practices that successful people do, and you just persist in the game, you'll probably more than likely achieve success and win more often in life. Now let's talk about the purpose, for instance. I think the first P, purpose, is about connection. The purpose is to connect. The purpose is to serve humanity. The purpose is to serve yourself and humanity. And know that there's a big picture. There's a bigger game going on than just yourself. So keep your eye on the big picture. Keep your eye on what's in it for everyone. And find your meaning in life through community and collaboration. And the other thing I would like to say about purpose.
Well, let's hold that thought for when we come back from break, because I want everybody to get this. I want them to get the full picture on purpose, because honestly, Dr. Ray, without that, you know, we are one of Benny's little children throwing that ball around, not necessarily caring where it goes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dr. Ray Blanchard and the Dr. Pat Show.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences by utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living. Participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, along with maximizing your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as a course schedule, please visit them at SpectrumLifeDesign.com. That's SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, and if you've missed any part of this show at all, make sure you go to Dr. Pat Live. For more information about Dr. Ray Blanchard and Spectrum Life Design, please check it out. We're actually going to take a moment and talk about the upcoming Freedom Course, because we are talking about on purpose. Go to www.spectrumlifedesign.com. And today's show, we're talking about how to expand and accelerate your success rather than fixing the past. You know, what are some of the principles? What are some of the practices to use to win your game of life? Dr. Ray, before we finish the conversation on purpose, let's take a minute to talk about the Freedom Course, because, you know, that Freedom Course is a great way for people to understand how to cultivate the highest level of consciousness around their purpose and implement it. So tell everyone a little bit about the course and what you're offering our listeners today.
Oh, great. Well, the course is all of the things that I'm saying, and yet it is more experience-based. When we're on the radio like this, we don't have the audience right here in front of us and where we can actually shake hands eyeball to eyeball and go through some experiences together, some simulations and experiences together, where you can get to look at you doing you. It's like taking a helicopter ride out of your day-to-day life and be able to see yourself doing you, so where you can do a lot of course correcting. So we got a lot of experiences and simulations where you actually get to see you operate and see how you're doing you in a way that works and in a way that doesn't work. So you can do a lot of course correction. So it's a lot of fun. We get people into high activity, and it's very interactive. And we get to learn all of the points that we're talking about, not just intellectually, but in our bones, so that we're living, breathing all of the things that we're talking about and make it much easier. And January 12th through the 15th, we've got the part one of our course called Connections. Like I talked about, the whole point of purpose is connection and serving. So our whole program is called Connections. It's part one, part two, and part three of a connection series. The first of those is called the Freedom Series, because you want to free yourself up from your shackles, free yourself up from your self-limiting beliefs, and free yourself up so that you have the authority to author your own life and put your life in the perspective that you want. It's a powerful course. It's highly interactive. It's a lot of fun. And it's $697 original price, and we have lowered it to $297 for people who are on this call. And all you got to do is to go to our website, www.spectrumlifedesign.com, and click radio show when it comes for you to register. You go through the registration process and put in the code radio show when it asks you for that code. And
beautiful.
We would love to have all of you there, and we can do it together and learn together, laugh together, play together, cry together, tears of joy, and have a great life.
And you know, that's what we're talking about is, you know, purpose. You know, this is a great way to start 2012 for a lot of people, is to get the kind of help and assistance to really bring what we mean by purpose to, you know, to full spectrum, as I might say. You know, let's finish the conversation about, you know, what this means, purpose. And Denise, I will get your question on air to Dr. Ray in a minute.
Great. Well, I want to see people take off running really fast this year, accelerate, and get their life off to a running start this year with some clarity. When we're talking about purpose, we're talking, as I said, connect with yourself authentically so that you can let go of all the baggage, let go of all the stuff that's really not you, so that you can really get in touch with who you authentically are. Because the key word to authenticity is authorship. So get in touch with who you authentically are so you can author the life that you want. And if you really go to the beginning, you get to realize that we're all connected. Everything is all connected. It's one universe, one world, one consciousness. And if you could tap into that concept and tap into the reality of that and experience that, no longer do you have to go it alone. You can then start to see you're serving other people as you serve yourself, and other people can serve you as well, so that you can collaborate and work with each other to get a win for everyone. So we want to start with purpose, and you know, you also got to look at some of the principles that the world operates by. And one of the principles, as I said, is energy. The principle operates by energy and connectedness and consciousness. We are all in the one consciousness. And one of the principles that people have gotten a lot of mileage out of recently is the law of attraction. And well, we want to talk about that. And you know, in the movie The Secret, and it's gotten a lot of press, the law of attraction. We want to talk about that in our course in a demystifying way rather than a mystical way.
Right.
What we want to talk about is that get down to the very simplicity of energy and vibration and movement and thoughts. Everything moves, even thoughts move, even thoughts are things. So you've got to get in charge of your own thought process, because as you think, you begin to generate an energy field, an auric field around you that precedes your physical body. And so that people are picking you up like your vibrations before they even meet you. So you've got to generate an auric field, a thought field, or so that people can be attracted to you, that you're always causing the way the world responds to you and the way the world interacts with you. So you get to learn the science and learn the technology of how to shift the way in which the world relates to you, so that you're generating magnetism and generating people being more attracted to what you're after than repelled by you. So we say that people are always in a narrative, a self-conversation. So your private thoughts and your self-thoughts are not just nothings. They actually are things that are generating a vibrational field around you. So we want to generate a personal conversation and a global conversation where people are generating a positive energy field around them, so they can get more of what they want easier. So I say that it's really, really important that you get out of negative beliefs and get out of all the beliefs that are self-defeating and generating a negative force field, and generate the beliefs and generate the thoughts and the narrative that's going to generate you what you want and cause other people to respond to you in a positive and a powerful way. And once you clearly begin to get in touch with that principle of cause and effect, or the principle of law and attraction, as some people call it, you learn the rest of the principles in the course that are related to that, because everything works together. And then you need to set up the kind of habits, the kind of practices that would keep that intact and keep you on track. And I would say that some of the fundamental things in developing habits, I'm not going to go through all of them, but I'll go through two or three. The key habits you need to develop are the habits of choosing specifically what you want. You got to clear the clutter from your choice making, and so that you can choose based on in your self what's really going to create the things that you want, rather than making your choices based on what you don't want. So you got to choose.
Can I ask you a question about this, Dr. Ray? Because I think this is really important. I want to tie this right into vibration. Let's talk about this, and I know you cover this in the course, but here is really a conundrum for folks. You know, when we think about what we really want, this is so important. And Dr. Ray, I don't know if it's different for men as it is for women, but I will give it to you from, you know, perhaps a woman's perspective. You know, we are so conditioned to really look at, and this is societal, I'm not saying everybody's like this, but, you know, we are really groomed to look and make sure that we are paying attention to what other people want at a very young age.
Oh, yeah.
And it becomes a little bit tricky as we get older. And I would love for you to take a moment to address the difference between understanding what the mind wants versus what the heart wants. Because when I hear you say, find out what I really want, it is, let me give you an example. It's like this idea when I started the radio. My heart wanted to do the radio, and everything around me, all my friends, my mind says, oh my God, are you really going to pay $10,000 back in 2003 for 1 hour of airtime? You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, you know, we start that very early in life, unfortunately, with our children. When little Kathy is doing what she wants to do with the ball, and the tennis ball, for instance, and we say, honey, don't do that, and I'll give you a sucker. Honey, do this, and I'll give you a cookie. Honey, do that, and I'll give you that. So very early in life, we learn to do what people want us to do rather than what we want to do. And after a while, it gets confusing. We don't really know what we want. And I get so many people, regardless how old or young, they come into the seminars, they come into the training, and they have a hell of a time trying to define what they want because they're so overwhelmed by what other people want. I had a gentleman 2 weeks ago in a course. He's a professional. He's a banker, actually. And he was there to redefine his life and redefine his marriage, redefine what he wanted to do with his life now that he's reached a measure of success. And I asked him, well, what is your yearning? What does your heart really want? What is your deeper yearnings? Not the surface things that I want a new Ferrari, I want a new house, I want to do this. But what is it that your heart yearns for? And he couldn't at first grasp that concept. And after a while, sorting through all the other material things in life, he began to get into that, and he began to cry. And he broke down and he started crying. I said, so what are you experiencing? What's going on with you right now? And he basically says that if I said what I really wanted, my wife might not approve it, and my kids may not like it.
Oh, my God, let's hold that thought because we need to finish this up and talk about this when we come back because this is so important, Dr. Ray. I mean, because you said it before, if we can't get past this one point, I would love to hear what the ripple effect is. I mean, what is the ripple effect if we actually decide something that our heart doesn't want but our mind is telling us to take? Let's take a short break. Dr. Ray Blanchard joining us here today. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, Denise, I will get Dr. Ray your question. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity? Prolonged stress? Or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system? Go to this website, Bellevue.wellness1.net, to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to Bellevue.wellness1.net.
Walk the walk, you can talk, but don't wait too long, cause life is short. And remember, no matter what they're telling you, if you try, you can be a winner too. Keep on pushing.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. As usual, Mr. Benny picking the most amazing music for us. Very cool. Denise, thank you for your question. Dr. Ray Blanchard joining me here today. Denise has asked a question. Dr. Ray, this is a really great question. And here it is. How do you help someone who is terminally ill to live in the moment?
Oh, what a great question.
I know it. I can just relate
to her concern. My mom just passed away a few years ago, and we had to put her in hospice care. And one of my best friends, his mom, right now, this week, going into hospice care. And what I would say is that you got to think about two people, your feelings and your mom. As far as your mom or your dad or whomever this person is, you really just got to give them what it takes to make them comfortable. Put them at ease, put them comfortable. People who are terminally ill are going through the process, the transition process. Quite often they are already in the present moment. Quite often they're in a moment that is transcendent. They often don't recognize you. And don't be offended if they don't recognize you. Don't be offended if they fall asleep suddenly, or don't fall asleep if something, or don't be offended if they do something else. You gotta just give them comfort, give them peace, and let them have their experience that they're having. And I think the concern is, what do we do? We, the people who are losing them. What do we do, and how do we live in our present moment? And I think the more that we can live in our present moment and be at peace and bring that spirit of meditation and calm and contemplation around them, the more they go there too. We got to remember that we are energy bodies, and we create an energy field, so the atmosphere and the environment that we generate for them impacts them tremendously. So we create a very dramatic, upsetting environment, there's no way possible that they can live in peace. But if we're calm and can create an environment and where we're present, we can create an atmosphere where they can go there as well. And in creating that for yourself, you got to remember that losing someone is how we think of it, losing someone. But on another note, this person may be going to their next assignment, their next journey. And in some cultures, it's a cause for acknowledgement and celebration. And if we could think about how we want to ease their pain and let them go to their next assignment, it's not so much of a loss. It still requires us to think about the person that we won't have with us anymore. But I think we can think about all of the times that we have with them and bless them and acknowledge them for all of the things that they gave us and the footprint that they left on our lives, and appreciate them and live in gratitude. I think living in gratitude is the key to it, to having them live in the moment and live in peace, and having us live in peace as well.
I, I love that because, you know, this also, and Denise, thank you so much for your heartfelt question. You know, this really ties back into the conversation about heart versus head as well, because I, like you, have lost many people over time. And the question then becomes, how do we get to that place where we connect heart to heart, not necessarily head to head? And that really gets back to what we were talking about leading and making decisions about our purpose. I think this is one of the most difficult distinctions to make, Dr. Ray, and I know you do this so beautifully. Let's talk about how to discern between what the head wants us to do versus what the heart wants. And, you know, is the head ever right, Dr. Ray?
The head is right when you want to cross the street and you tell yourself not to walk into the traffic. your head works very well for things like that and repetitive kinds of things. But your head isn't what generates for you. What generates things is your heart. And you got to learn to tune into that as well as to your head, to your thoughts. And you got to tune into your feeling states, not just your reactive feelings, but when you're in your quiet moments, what's resonating with you internally, and what do you really want? As I said, a gentleman broke down crying because his wife or his children may not like what he wants from his heart. So he's learned to shut down his heart and his yearnings all these years, and it was just a sad story. How he never really got to do what he really wanted to do. And he went into this mood of regret. Now, I say that a lot of people know more about what they don't want than what they do want. And what they don't want is coming straight from your head because you're looking at all your mistakes that you made, all of what didn't work out, and all of the things that convinced you to have considerations and fears and concerns about going forward. So I always use this analogy that if I'm sitting in New York City and I want to go to Seattle, I need to go straight towards Seattle. I don't need to worry about not ending up in Buffalo or not ending up in Phoenix. I need to go straight to Seattle. And if I went to Seattle, not going to Phoenix and not going to Buffalo would take care of itself. We spend too much time trying to focus on where we don't want to be and who we don't want to be. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be disappointed. I don't want people to not like me. I don't want to people to think I'm not nice. We're spending so much time thinking about what we don't want, and we're building our dreams about what we don't want. So they're couched in all of this morass of what we don't want and this confusion. But we may never get to Seattle if we spend our lives thinking of all the places that we don't want to go. It's not automatic that we'll get to Seattle. So I think at some point you need to silence or just set aside all of what you don't want and all of the consequences, all the anticipated consequences that you dredge up from your past. And you need to start focusing on your clear and pure intention of what you do want. You know, I had an interesting conversation with someone just recently when he was saying, you know, as I go for what I really want, I have all these thoughts about what if I get rejected? What if I fail? What would happen to me?
Right.
And I said, yeah, they are like ghosts in your closet, like ghosts in your haunted house. So in a sense, you really have to confront all of these ghosts because they are taking up all of your attention. And where your attention goes is where your energy flows. And you're putting all of your attention on all of these things, and therefore they sap up and use up all your energy, and your results are by default. You just get what you get because all of your energy has been sapped up and taken up with these other things. So you have to somehow, like in the course, you have to identify all of these concerns or considerations and confront them one by one as to what's the truth in them and what's all anticipated and made up. To a great degree,
man,
we're making up all kinds of things that are not going to really necessarily be there. And
we got
to confront them.
And that is, like they say in that commercial, so 37 seconds ago. Dr. Ray, thank you so much for joining me here today. One last question. What's your personal message for folks today?
My personal message for you today is to treat yourself with some well-being and nurturing and health. As you go around through the busy rushing around with the holiday and rushing around with all of the shopping and rushing around with all of the presents and things you want to buy for the people you love, don't forget to take some time out to live. Just take some time out to be with you and renew yourself, revitalize yourself, and know that you are awesome. And you mean so much to so many people. So we got to take care of you so that everybody's lives around you can be more beautiful.
Dr. Ray Blanchard, everybody. Dr. Ray Blanchard, SpectrumLifeDesign.com. We're going to take a short break. We're just getting warmed up here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.